行李行，
The following is a morning walk conversation given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 17th of November, 1975, in Bombay, India.
Extreme poverty as compared to other countries.
Poverty. We have nothing to eat, all the
90% of the peasantry absolutely, completely wiped out during the British's time.
They never looked after them.
Poverty is the cause of non-retirement.
They have nothing to eat. They hardly get, I mean, two meals, not square, but even triangle. they don't get any food in the officials.
What is the cause of mafusil?
India is made up of all village and mafusil. Cities are few.
That is the cause of none.
I mean, to my mind, it may be another cause also, according to you. I don't know. What do you think? Lack of proper education?
Yes. Big men like Jawaharlal Nehru, Gandhi, they never retired.
Gandhi, as a matter of fact, retired long back. I mean, you may not be a member, but you are everything. You're like that. I mean, if I am not wrong.
What do you mean by retire? Retire means?
Retire from the Baldi affairs.
From the world affairs. That is retire. We are not Sunnavadi. The retirement.
Our religions are dharma, earth, kam, and moksha. Is in a continuity. He's a sort of a string to which this thing the past. First you have...
The real thing is they do not retire on account of their strong sense of gratification. That is it. Not that poverty is taken. Even though poverty is taken, still they want to enjoy. This is the basic thing. There is nothing to be enjoyed, still he wants to enjoy. That mentality.
Why, with all that glorious past and glorious culture principles,
varnasram dharma. Varnasram acharo tha purushena parapraman Vishnu aradhati pungsang nannatta tosaka. Hare Krishna. Jaya. But tattosa karanam. Tattosa means to satisfy Vishnu, Krishna. They don't want to do that. But they want to satisfy their senses.
Our culture was so built as to do work for Krishna throughout the life. From Brahmacharya, Grahastasam, Vanprasthasam, and
right where is the question?
But how they have forgotten this is the greatest, I mean, mystery to me. Because the sadhus voluntarily, I mean, embrace the poverty?
No. This service to Krishna has disappeared on account of this Mayavad philosophy.
You think so?
Yes.
And Mayavad philosophy was necessary to dislodge the Buddhist, degenerated Buddhism.
Yes. Sunnavadi. Nidvishesha Sunnavadi. They are practically the same. Buddhists say that everything is zero, ultimately. And the Mayavadis said...
The Mayavadis have improved that if everything is zero, who sees the zero? Uh-huh. Who sees the zero?
No. Mayavadis says zero just like the sky.
The
sky is there, but it is zero. They but cannot see the planet.
But who sees all these things?
That is, and he cannot see. That's what he says, it is zero. Just like now, you do not see the stars, but it is on account of my deficient vision, I do not see, and I say it is zero. Less intelligence.
Apahata jnana, you see.
Huh?
Apahata jnana.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. Yeah. The apahata jnana, Mayavadi, that has spoiled the whole.
Do you think, in your opinion, Mayavad was a necessity to undo all the bad effects of the degenerated Buddhism, which followed some 300, 400 years after Gautama Buddha?
It might be necessity for the time being. Buddhism also was a necessity for the time. They are not for all. Emergence. Just like it is going on, emergence. It is not necessity, but sometimes you have to take emergence. Otherwise, how Vaishnavas are worshipping Lord Buddha? Nindasi jagga vidhe rahaha sutijat. You are always deriding the Vedic principles, sutijatam. Sadaya ridaya darusita pasudhat. This is emergence, that you have become so much compassionate upon the poor animals because they are unnecessarily being killed. Kesavadhita buddha sarira jaya jagadhita. He is glorifying Kesavadhita buddha sarira, but showing that you are deriding Vedic principles. So how is that? If one derides Vedic principle at the same time, Jaya Jagadisha.
Because the Vedic principles are not properly understood by those people.
No. He directly said, I don't care for the Vedas, Lord Buddha. So, who will worship a person who directly says, I don't care for your Vedas? Shall we go to worship a Buddhist or Mohammedan? No. There is emergence. Sadaya ridaya daru sita pasubhav. He cannot deride the Vedic principle, but it was necessary at the time. Otherwise these rascals will not stop.
Today, sir, the more animals are being killed than what they were killed in those days in the name of religion. Today is in the name of the civilization and culture.
Now there is no religion.
Yes, sir.
Secular. There is no religion.
Don't say no religious. Secularism
secular
is irreligious.
Means no religion.
Irreligious rather than no religion is also something good. But something other than religion.
You may call anything, but there is no religion. Dharme nahi na pasubhi samana. They are animals. That's all. The modern civilized man is nothing but an animal. Dressed animal. Two-legged animal. The animals are four-legged, and these animals are two-legged. Or big animals. Praha ustakharai samstuta purusha pasu. The leaders of the modern civilization, they are being praised by other animals. Sabir Varahau Stakharai. Sa means dog and Sabir Birvaraha means hogs and Usta means camel and Khara means ass. So these leaders are being praised by these animals. Dogs, hogs, camel and asses. And they are thinking they are very big men. What is the value of prayers offered by dogs, hogs, asses and camels? The general people are dogs, hogs, camels. I think you have read, I have explained how their camel, how their dog, how their hog, and how their ass. I have explained this.
It's the second canto.
Yes. The modern education means to create dogs. The dog goes door to door and moves the tail. Please give me here anything. So this educated person with application goes and they say, no vacancy, get out. No, there were their dogs. Educated means dogs. They're creating dogs. In a Vedic culture, no Brahmin will accept any job. No Kshatriya will accept any job. No Vaishya will accept. Only Shudras. Only Shudras.
Now they are keeping dogs in their kitchens.
Huh? Yeah. Dog's mentality is there.
You see, the people are spending more than 30, 40 rupees on a dog every day, while they won't pay 2 rupees to a servant, domestic servant in their own.
They are keeping servants also. But educated dogs, after passing so many examinations, they are seeking after master, and without master they will starve. Big technologist, unless he gets a good job, he is nothing but dog.
He has got no means to further his technology.
Huh?
He must have some means to further his own technology in modern times, sir. It is very difficult to further your technology without proper means, instruments.
Yes. And on the principle, it is dog wisdom. Unless you get a master, you are useless. That is dog wisdom. Just like these dogs here on the beach, because they have no master. They're forlorn, only barking and going the other. Sanatha Jivita. So we are, every one of us, we are now dogs of the material nature, or just like street dogs. So therefore. Hare Krishna. Therefore, we should take shelter of the big master, Krishna. Then it is all right. Jaya.
Look.
Hare Krishna. Tameva charan nirantara. This is Jamunacharya's prayer. Bhavantam eva charan nirantara. Hare Krishna. Jaya. Bhavantam eva charan nirantara. Prashanta nishesha gato mananta. Hare Krishna. Jaya. You are feeling all right?
Yes, nah? Feeling all right. Warm weather.
Honolulu.
Florida.
Tropical weather. That means it depends on weather. Not only seaside.
We chant Bol Nityananda, Bol Hari, Bol Hari, Bol.
That is all right.
Is it recommended by you? That is in our parampara. That is in our parampara. What about Jai Jagannath, Jai
Jagannath? Yes, that's right. Anukirtana. To chant always the Lord's name. These are Lord's names. Jagannath is also Lord's name. Kananda is also Hare. Harinama, Harinama, you go favor. Harinama can be chanted.
for chanting in that particular fashion, saying Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath.
Yes. Chanting means really fine. Jai Jagannath. Please engage me. Hare Krishna.
Days he thought the people are coming, and then he was climbing on the top of the roof and saying, shouting, "Why boys are not coming? They will come, don't worry.
Don't bring Ramakrishna as authority."
No, but that same thing here, I mean, the people will come, but we should not worry about
it. But if people will come, therefore I shall have to sleep. It is not.
At least I am coming.
So, at night there was work?
Yes.
Secular. That means they think that there is no need of this spiritual education.
Sir, the secular means, respect for all the methods of worship. That is,
there
all,
is no
all,
method.
All religions, but they mean secular means no dharma. That is their definition.
No, no.
This is the wrong definition.
That is the defect of the government. That they do not know what is spiritual life. They have no knowledge. Murhas. Nati vidu sarth gatin Vishnu. They do not know this. They cannot also explain what is the aim of life. That Professor Katovsky, such a big man, Swamiji, after death everything is shunya.
Basmi bhuta se sarira se puna bhuta.
Yes, this is this philosophy. This philosophy is prominent all over. But so long this body is there, enjoy it to the utmost. And after death, everything is
finished. Yavat jivam
sukham jivam.
Sukham jivam. Ranam kutva kutam pide.
Kutva punar agamana bhavet.
Harikesh, he's feeling sick. He's has a bad headache.
You have come?
Huh?
Yes. As soon as he has come, he is feeling headache. And pain in the stomach is very good disease. Nobody can see. If I say I am feeling headache, you cannot see. I can sleep very nice. And pain in the stomach, you cannot see. These two diseases are beyond the physician's limit.
And these are common diseases.
No, sir, as a matter of fact, there is a continuous headache. We can give him a number puncture, then his head will be gone. He will say, "Sir, I am all right, sir. Now don't do it." This much of needle inside.
Cultural education is how to teach the small children to become purified brahmacharis.
In ancient times, it is by association in gurukuls.
Yes. That is it by gurukul. We are starting that a gurukul.
Kul of guru.
Yes. Brahmachari gurukul. Vasandanta guru hitam. This is the beginning. A brahmachari should live in the ashram of guru, danta, self-control, and only for the benefit of guru, not for anyone's benefit.
Yeah, that is.
Brahmachari guru. They will go collect alms, and everything should be delivered.
When Krishna was sent to collect the wood.
Yes. Guru Hitam. Brahmachari life means only for the benefit of Guru. Everything is there in the Bhagavad.
That mode of teaching, I mean,
that can be introduced.
In a different way, is there in America, sir. The American professors keep boys with them. They imbibe with them the complete spirit of their education. I mean, that their mode of...
I don't think so.
Not this. I mean, the material, but that is the way they do it. That is why their method of education is better than the others.
They drink.
Drinking is different. Sorry, I talk of the general mode of education. The way...
Huh? If this... They are American. Is that the education? I don't
know. No, postgraduate education is like that. Not undergraduate. Postgraduate boys are living in close contact with the professors.
Only
for the research.
Few schools.
But there are. See, research is always...
But professor is also drunk.
Then he will be a drunkard.
They drink
the
together.
That's right. That's right.
The professor goes to hell and the student also. That's so, you know the story that one man was drinking, so his friend told him, you are drinking, you will go to hell. My mother drinks, he will also go. My father drinks, he will also go. My brother drinks, he will also go. Then where is hell? Father and mother, brother and myself, every we should live together, then where is hell? Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Whatever type of education may be, but that is the real education.
No, not whatever. This is the education that...
I'm very jaldi aaya chha, sir. 6:30 thaya chha.
Hare Krishna.
Jaya.
This is education. There is no question of ABCD. First of all, brahmachari guru kule basan danta. He is to be trained how you become sober and gentle.
Self-control.
That is required. That is education. This is not education. They're killing the teachers. Huh? They're killing teachers.
Yeah.
Oh, you do not know?
Yes.
In the examination hall, the police is there, and if the guard detects how you are taking notes from books, then he'll be killed. So many teachers have been killed.
India mein bhi chaku leke jata
hai.
India mein bhi chaku leke jata
hai. Police, under police. There. I saw in Delhi one school, I went. And the police is there in examination. All thieves, rascals. And they are sitting in examination for passing. All rascals.
Modern education has become a farce in that case.
Farce, yes. It's no education. Among the Marwaris, the respectable gentlemen, you don't say. They keep private teachers, pundits, for learning Sanskrit, English. But they know that my boy hasn't got to earn money. Why should this boy? They know very well we can purchase these technologies. Everything parts. There is no education. Infection and disinfection also. But you don't take to disinfect. That is. There is disinfection. Krishna consciousness movement.
But yes.
Who is going to take it? They will prefer to be infected. The respectable person will send their children to Guru. They don't want. I tried in the beginning. It was a failure. You don't want, just like Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu. What is the trouble? Prahlad was devotee and his father did not like him. That why should you be devotee? You become politician, diplomat. That is the devotee. Nowadays everyone is Hiranyakashipu. And he wants that his son should be diplomat, politician, black market, and what is the use of this? Prahlad. That is especially in India. No, Kaushik, he never liked to see his son Prahlad. And our system is to make prahlad. So nobody left.
They had a gurukul here at Hare Krishna land. And they were wearing tilak. And then they would go home and tell their parents not to eat meat. And so on. And the parents became very angry. Took their children back.
Hiranyakashipu education. Then it will fill up immediately. And it will introduce prahlad education. The earth comes in front of the moon or the sun, and then there is eclipse.
I mean, old scientists also said the same thing, sir. When it comes in the straight line, the eclipse.
I am saying, repeating their word. But why then eclipse takes place irregularly?
Because this is a question of simple harmonic motion principle. I explain it. The simple harmonic motion principle is that several motions are, I mean, going together at a time. When all of them come together, you see, that then you see that thing occurs. So that motions are different. The different timings come.
That means they do not clearly. The motion.
All the astrologers and scientists of India, they have planned it perfectly.
Our
astrologer
says that it is Rahu's attack. Attack does not come regularly.
That you may continue
to one. Suppose you have got an enemy, you are not going to attack regularly. But when there is some opportunity, go to attack.
Are we not observing these eclipse rituals that during the eclipse we stop aartis and all of these
rituals?
And after the eclipse, we go take bath and then do the aartis.
Yes, they take bath.
Even the other. Vaishnavas don't do aarti during that period, if it comes within that.
Hare Krishna.
Some sort of cosmetic disturbances must be occurring in the cosmos during this period of grahan or eclipse. We do not know the modern science. Well, it must be happening.
Yes, our Shastra says, it is attacked by Rahu.
Rahu means the other side of the earth's shadow is Rahu, as we say. The modern scientists, Rahu means the other side of the shadow. When the sun shines on the other side of the earth is, the night. And the shadow of the earth is long, drawn up in the cosmos. And in the preview of that shadow, if moon comes, then it is caught by the shadow.
Rahu comes in
front. That is the shadow, is the Rahu. What else could be? The shadow of earth in the cosmos is the Rahu, most probably to me. Because when the moon, generally moon does not come so very often therein, in the purview of that shadow. When it comes, it gets eclipsed.
Earth comes in front of the sun. Or the moon, therefore the shadow.
Earth comes in front of the sun, then it becomes sun eclipse.
Yes. But why? If the movement is regular, then the earth comes regularly.
But sir, there are several movements, sir. The movement of the sun.
That means
earth, sun, and moon.
Escaping.
All moons, all harmonic motions.
Initiating stars.
This should be thought scientific.
What is it scientifically? If you cannot say exactly how many movements are there.
All the movements that the heavenly stars and other things are going on in a particular way.
You do not know what are the movements. You therefore say there are several movements, but you do not know what are these movements. That is not scientific. Avoid the explanation. If the scientist says that there are several movements, but he explains what is that movement. According to our astra, There is no individual movement. The whole system making center, the pole star, that we can see at night. Star and planet, they have no separate movement. They are fixed up. Just like this tree, there are so many leaves. The tree is moving. So the leaves and twigs, they are moving. Not there, the leaf is moving.
There is a question of relativity, sir. Now the earth moves around the sun and the moon moves around the earth. And the rate of movement is different on either side. And the axis on round which it moves also differs. So when all of them collide, what sort of a thing, then eclipse comes. That is the modern understanding.
Brahmananda is speaking that yesterday I refuted your argument.
You were asking why is it Sunday, Monday,
that is.
I explained that the sun is the center of the universe, therefore the sun comes first.
Now, various suns are there, and all the stars are the suns of various Niharikas.
No, we don't accept it. Sun is one.
There is a fundamental difference of opinion that we don't go ahead of it, sir.
Now, why shall I go? According to the dictation of the rascals. We are not so rascal.
Yeah, now we have defined who is a rascal.
Rascal is one who has no authority. They are changing every day. They are changing. We don't change. These rascals are changing.
These fundamental science are not
changing. In 19th century, one theory, and 20th century, and another theory, and then another theory, another theory. This is going on.
The truth is not changed, but...
Yes, they are changing. Why you have not said that our Sarvamadana's book? He has given, simply changing these rascals. Changing means rascal. He does not know, it is this. Another man, no, it is not this, it is this. Therefore, all of them rascals.
About this Khagol Shastra, our scientist Mihir Bah has planned it, and according to the eclipse and sun and the moon eclipse come. That means his science was perfect. Otherwise, it won't come at that particular day, time, and exactly minute.
Heard 5,000 years ago, Sukadev Goswami said that as I have heard it, I have explained. That means prime immemorial, the thing, the same thing is coming. There is no change. Not that after a few days, no, it was wrong. This is now right. Again, somebody comes.
It is. They are explaining the truth in their own way. That is the change of theory.
The truth is the same. That is the truth of rascalism. As soon as you change your
theory is of rascal, but the truth is never rascal.
The truth you do not know. Therefore, rascalism.
They do not know how to explain. Truth is there, sir.
No. Anyway, he does not know. Therefore, he is a rascal. Either you say this way or that way.
Truth is there.
They may truth is there, but they cannot present the truth rightly. That is rascal. Truth is there, that is certain. But they cannot present the truth in the right way.
You mean they are groping in the dark?
Yes. That is rascal. How things are happening. Every 10 years, that change in the theory. And that has been explained by him and me. Dr. Swarup Namala, he has explained. He has concluded Darwin's theory completely wrong. You have read that small booklet.
Yes.
And he has given reason, quotation, how simply he speculated.
As a matter of, sir, the whole cosmos is full of, intelligence. There is God. But then that intelligence is struck in different way to the what we call the mind, which is embedded in the matter. So, each one explains him in his own way. As he understands.
No.
Once you cannot small phase of
explain it, truth in your own
whole
way.
Truth nobody knows and sees. Even our Shastra says.
Hare Krishna. Things which one does not know, he should not try to cheat others by placing some untruth.
It is like five blind men seeing an elephant.
Yes. So he should not give the conclusion.
No, but then we don't accept the conclusion. It is very difficult to know the whole truth by anyone else.
No. Therefore, our process is upadakshanti tat jnanam, jnanino tatsa darshan. One has seen the truth. Not this rascal. Tatsa darshino. Darshino means one has actually seen. There is no change. The advice is tat vidhi panipatena pariprasthena sevaya. These are the paths. Upadakshanti tat jnanam jnanina tatsa darshino. Not that theoretical. Tatsa darshino. You have to go there. Then you will get knowledge. A blind man goes to another blind man. What is the problem? No problem.
Andhena andhaniyata.
Andhajatha andhirupaniya. A blind man must go to a man who has got eyes, who has seen. Then that is right knowledge. Now we are presenting this book, Scientific Basis of Krishna Consciousness. Let anyone come and challenge. Let anyone come. We have got many scientists. They'll talk.